ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय.
श्रीमद् भागवतम् कैंटो 5, द क्रिएटिव इम्पेटस, चैप्टर 9, द सुप्रीम कैरेक्टर ऑफ जड भारत, पार्ट 1, जड भारत्स फैमिली लाइफ.
Srila Shukadeva Goswami continued.
My dear King Parikshit, after giving up the body of a deer, Bharata Maharaj took birth in a very pure Brahmana family.
There was a Brahmana who belonged to the dynasty of Angira. He was fully qualified with Brahmanical qualifications. He could control his mind and senses, and he had studied the Vedic literatures and other subsidiary literatures. He was expert in giving charity, and he was always satisfied, tolerant, very gentle, learned, and non-envious. He was also self-realized and engaged in devotional service of the Lord. He remained always in a trance.
This Brahmana had 9 equally qualified sons by his first wife, and by his second wife he begot twins, a brother and a sister, of which the male child was said to be the topmost devotee and foremost of saintly kings, Bharata Maharaj himself. This then is the story of the birth Bharata took after giving up the body of a deer.
Due to his being especially gifted with the Lord's mercy, Bharata Maharaj could remember the incidents of his past life. Now, although he had received the body of a Brahmana, Bharata was still very much afraid of his relatives and friends who were not devotees. Bharata was always very cautious of such association because he feared that he would again fall down. Consequently, Bharata manifests himself before the public eye as a madman, dull, blind, and deaf, so that others would not try to talk to him. In this way, Bharata saved himself from bad association.
And within, Bharata was always thinking of the lotus feet of the Lord and chanting the Lord's glories, which save one from the bondage of fruitive action. In this way, Bharata saved himself from the onslaught of non-devotee associates.
His father's mind was always filled with affection for his son, now known as Jada Bharat. Therefore, he was always attached to Jada Bharat. Because Jada Bharat was unfit to enter the Grihastha ashram, Jada Bharat simply executed the purificatory processes up to the end of the Brahmacharya ashram. Although Jada Bharat was unwilling to accept his father's instructions, the Brahmana nonetheless instructed Jada Bharat in how to keep clean and how to wash, thinking that the son should be taught by the father.
Jada Bharat behaved before his father just like a fool, despite his father's adequately instructing him in Vedic knowledge. Jada Bharat behaved in that way so that his father would know that he was unfit for such instruction and that his father would abandon the attempt to instruct Jada Bharat any further. Jada Bharat would behave in a completely opposite way. Although instructed to wash his hands after evacuating, Jada Bharat would wash them before. Nonetheless, his father still wanted to give Jada Bharat Vedic instructions during the spring and summer. He tried to teach Jada Bharat the Gayatri Mantra along with Omkar and Vyahitri. But after 4 months, still his father was not successful instructing Jadabharat. Jadabharat's father considered his son his heart and soul, and therefore he was very much attached to Jadabharat. He thought it wise to educate his son properly, and being absorbed in this unsuccessful endeavor, he still tried to teach his son the rules and regulations of Brahmacharya, including the execution of the Vedic vows, cleanliness, study of the Vedas, the regulative methods, service to the spiritual master, and the method of offering a fire sacrifice. He tried his best to teach his son in this way, but all of his endeavors failed. In his heart, he hoped that Jadabharat would be a learned scholar, but all of his attempts were unsuccessful. And like everyone, this Brahmana was attached to his home, and he had forgotten that someday he would die. Death, however, was not forgetful, and so at the proper time, death appeared and took him away. Thereafter, the Brahmana's younger wife, after entrusting her twin children, the boy and the girl, to the elder wife, departed for Patiloka, voluntarily dying along with her husband. After the death of the father, the 9 stepbrothers of Jadabharat, who considered Jadabharat dull and brainless, abandoned the father's attempt to give Jadabharat a complete education. The stepbrothers of Jadabharat were learned in the 3 Vedas, namely the Rig Veda, Sama Veda, and Yajur Veda, which very much encourage fruitive activities. The 9 brothers were not at all spiritually enlightened in devotional service to the Lord, and consequently they could not understand the highly exalted position of Jadabharat. Recorded March 31, 2024, by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the ISKCON founder Acharya A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat. Shantir Avyarpa Kalatvam Viraktir Mana Shunyata Asha Bandha Samutkanta Namagane Sadaruchi Asak Tiskad Gunakhyane Preetistad Vasatish Kale Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Preshtaya Bhutale Shri Mate Bhakti Vedanta Swamiti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashyatya Desha Charine Shri Krishna Chaitanya
Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, 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 Rama. Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
When the seed of ecstatic emotion for Krishna fructifies, the following 9 symptoms manifest in one's behavior. Forgiveness. Concern that time should not be wasted. Detachment. Absence of false prestige. Hope against hope. Eagerness. A taste for chanting the holy name of the Lord. Attachment to descriptions of the transcendental qualities of the Lord, and affection for those places where the Lord resides, whether it be a temple or a holy place like Vrindavan. These are all called anubhava, subordinate signs of ecstatic emotion, and they are visible in a person in whose heart the seed of love of God has begun to fructify.